over here.
Dear Father, tell her that she and my sister, Percy, shall follow in your conduct speedily.
There's something fake about the words now. It's going, dear Father, tell her that she and my sister. It's not crazy like it was over there, but they're not real. Let's now what's missing are vowels, okay? So, let's just examine it. Am I doing too much? Let's go now according to the vowel. It begins like this. Ear, ah. Just do that.
Ear, ah.
That's all. Do that again. And in front. Ear, ah.
Ear, ah.
The ah is getting too far back, but be careful. That's okay. Now go. Dear Father.
Dear Father.
Do you feel the reality of that word? Did you see how you were shaving it away? So this sentence has only to do with vowels. What's the next word?
Tell her.
E-er.
E-er.
Tell her.
Tell her.
That.
That. She and my sister Percy.
Yeah, tell her that she and my sister, you feel that she and my sister Percy.
Tell her that she and my sister Percy shall follow in your conduct speedily.
Shall follow in your shall follow in your conduct speedily. That's all it is. Do it that way.
Shall follow.
No, not too much. Not too much. See, you were overdoing it, David. Like, shall. That distorts it. Shall
follow in your conduct speedily.
So did you feel the shapes, the different shapes? Shall, so we're going I, R, O, I, or R, R, E, E, I. Now just attach consonants. Shall follow in your conduct speedily.
Shall follow in your conduct speedily.
That's all it is. So now just say the words, don't act on it. Dear Father.
Dear Father, tell her that she and my
sister... Because it's getting thin. Do you feel it's getting up there? Listen to it.
Okay,
you're saying,
right,
dear Father, tell her... No, settle down. Mm-hmm. If you trust the vowel, you will not be fake. So just work for the vowel. Dear Father.
Dear Father.
Tell her.
Tell her that.
Not her. Tell her.
Tell her.
Good.
Tell her that she and my sister Percy shall follow in your conduct speedily.
That's the idea. That's the idea. Do that again. Not quite so specifically, because I don't want you to get tight. That's the only reason. I want you to analyze, but not physically tighten up. Do it again, David.
Dear Father, tell her that she and my sister Percy shall follow in your conduct speedily.
Now, darling, let's see what would happen if you just said it. I'm going to say it to you. Watch my breath. Dear Father, tell her that she and my sister Percy will follow in your conduct speedily.
Dear Father, tell her that she and my
sister... Okay. You feel it? Did you feel... Perhaps...
No,
yes. So you weren't... All that means is that you weren't ready to do it that fast. And that the tongue tightened up. So let's slip the tongue out. Really good. And know that when it's loose and big, the tongue can move in any direction to say any word. Now all I want you to do is say the words analytically, but a little faster, like this. Watch me. Dear Father, tell her that she and my sister Percy will follow in your conduct speedily. That's all I'm doing. Vowel.
Dear Father, tell her that she and my sister Percy shall follow in your conduct speedily.
Don't get the she so much.
I do that,
yes, you do. And I don't want you to... Percy and my sister Percy. You're giving me a very English pronunciation, Percy. And the only thing that bothers me about that is the rest of your speech isn't that.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go quite so English on that. Just cut the R out. Percy, do you see there's no R? That's mm-hmm. all you have to do. Say Percy, P-E-R-C, Percy.
Percy.
That's better. You see, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the other is just a little on the side, too much. Try it.
Dear Father, tell her that she...
No good. You see, now you're working on the vowels, but you're getting tight, David, because I'm drilling you so much here. So we're going to do that just once more, and we're going to stop this little bit. Try. Dear, and why don't I do it first? See, this is what's happening. You're getting this. Dear Father, tell her that... Feel that? That's merely tightness now. So I'm going to take a breath. Watch my mouth. Dear Father, tell her that she and my sister Percy will feel the words settling on the tongue. The tongue isn't sort of locking up in the back. Keep it settled down in the mouth. Try it.
Dear Father.
Good.
Tell her that she and my sister Percy shall follow in your conduct speedily.
That's all for now on that speech, okay? That was exactly what you needed, and it was just that you were overloading.
Mm-hmm.
Now do the rest of the speech. I may not work on you in with detail, but I'll give you an idea of what you should do.
Okay. I understand thy looks.
See, what I think happens is that you are jumping ahead of feeling. You are inventing feeling instead of feeling actually happening. And I can see that because your eyes get a certain romantic, which I could say wishy-washy look in them. Your eyes went like this, dear, so-and-so. Don't. If you listen to her, if you really listen to her, were you listening to her, really hearing her, then what you answered would be connected to what you felt. So the first thing I want you to do is really hear what she says. Do you have the book here? I'll read the words. Oh no, but you can't. Good, that's all. Then just listen to her, look at her eyes, look at her mouth. Look at the color of her hair. Really take her in and hear this little song that she's singing. Really do it.
I understand how it looks. I pretty well stress that falls down from these smelling habits. I have two perfect.
Okay, good. That first sentence was good, wasn't it? I understand thy looks. What's happening now, in terms of volume, is it's as though you're jumping into category romantic. So you're turning the volume down to romantic. It's almost as though it has a label on it. Don't fall into that trap. Okay? So let's just take that one sentence. She sings for you. You see, and when she looks at you and does like this, really take her in. Really take her in. And remember, it's not Romeo and Juliet. See, don't play, your tendency is to play Romeo and Juliet. You see that? That I am as, longing for you. This is not that kind of moment. This is a man who is political, who is surrounded by a room full of other men, who have things on their mind, and they have about 5 minutes to give to their wives. And you have a special thing in your marriage, is that you and your wife don't speak the same language yet. And you are going away to the war, and you haven't, all you can do is make love. That's all it is, and it's amusing. And it has a certain tenderness. But it isn't, you're jumping into the romantic mode too willingly, too quickly. Okay, so look at her in your mind while she sings. See her, see the prettiness of her. Is she a pretty girl? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can get pretty girls in Hollywood, you know, no problem. All right, so look at her. And then when she finishes, say to her.
I understand thy looks.
Where is she, on her knees to you? Yeah, David, it's too small. Look, you're going, I understand thy looks. I understand thy looks. Let it out. It's not a boudoir. It's not anything like that. She has sung for you in this room of people. And her father's there, and her brother-in-law's there. And it's not, see, don't get caught up in trying to make it the great love scene. Even though the director said this is, it isn't the Duke in Twelfth Night saying, build me a willow cabin, or the Violet saying, build me a willow cabin at your gate. It's not that. If you just say it, you will find another kind of romance that's all yours coming in there. See, but you're not letting it come in because you're too busy jumping into it. Mm-hmm.
I understand thy looks. That pretty Welsh which thou pourest down from these swelling heavens, I am too perfect to. And but for shame in such a parlour should I answer thee. I understand thy kisses, and thou mine, and that's a feeling disputation. But I will never be a truant, love, till I drunk thy language. For thy tongue makes Welsh as sweet as it
is. Yeah,
it's
fake. It's fake acting. It's like Laurence Olivier in some movie. Do you feel that? Could I see the script, David?
Sure.
Anyway, I don't quite know what the words all mean. Where is it? I understand. Yeah, that pretty Welsh, which thou pourest down from these swelling heavens, meaning her eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Her tears, heavens are her eyes. Those tears from your eyes, I am too perfect in. I can see that you're crying. And but for shame in such a parley, in such a meeting of tear and eye, should I answer thee? And except that I'm a man, I would cry, my dear, to answer thee. I understand thy kisses, and thou mine, and that's a feeling disputation, that's a dialogue by touching and by feeling, right? Okay, I'm reading it. And that's a dialogue by touching and by feeling. But I will never be a truant, love. I don't know what that means.
Means I'll never rest, or I'll never be idle until I learn your language.
Uh-huh. But I'll never be a truant. I'll never be idle, my dear, until I have learnt thy language. For thy tongue makes Welsh as sweet as ditties highly penned, sung by a fair queen in a summer's bower, with a ravishing division, with musical variations to her lute. Did you feel that? I began to feel it. But I understand thy looks, that pretty Welsh which thou pourest down from those swelling heavens, I am too perfect in. And but for shame, I should, in such a parley, should I answer thee. I understand thy kisses, and thou mine, and that's a feeling disputation. But I will never be a truant love till I have learnt thy language, for thy tongue makes Welsh so sweet as ditties highly penned, sung by a fair queen in a summer bower with a ravishing division to thy lute or something. Did you feel that did you hate it? Did you feel it?
No.
Uh-huh.
I understand, I don't know what, I mean, I must be really doing it terribly badly.
You mean to be so different from mine?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't, I mean, overall.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know, I must be really being too sappy.
I think it's too sappy, David.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me try it again. Look, you sing to me. He says...
But she's standing there, she's standing, let's say, center stage, and he's down left. And she comes over and she goes...
That's right. Yeah, but see, that's cute. I mean, this is not a Hamlet. It's, you see, that's sweet. I mean, it's cute and it's sweet. It's not... I think you're putting it on a... Perhaps you're more sentimental than I am. You know, and that might be it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But look, it's... This is the deadly spite that angers me. My wife can speak no English. I know Welsh. And he says, my daughter weeps. She'll not part with you. She'll be a soldier too. She'll do the wars. Do you see how cute that... I mean, it's cute, right? And then Mortimer, good father, tell her that she and my aunt, it's my sister Percy, she and my aunt Percy shall follow in your conduct speedily. Now tell her she'll be coming to see me soon. And he says, and she says, she is desperate here, a peevish, self-willed harlotry, one that no persuasion can do good upon. And she did, and he says, I understand thy looks. That pretty Welsh which thou pourest down from these swelling heavens, I am too perfect in, and but for shame and such a folly would I, you know, should I answer thee. I understand thy kisses, and thou mine. And that's a feeling disputation, but I will never be a truant love till I have learnt thy language, for thy tongue makes Welsh as sweet as ditties highly penned, sung by a fair queen in a summer bower with ravishing division to her lute. That's all it is.
Okay. I know what you mean when you tell me what I did.
Yeah.